In education, data is a powerful tool that can help us understand our learners and improve our practices. Let's explore the different types of data and how we can use them effectively. There are two main categories of data, qualitative and quantitative. Qualitative data deals with descriptions. It's about what we can observe and describe, like colors, smells, or feelings. Think of it as the quality of something. For example, feedback from a survey or a teacher's observation notes would be qualitative data. Quantitative data deals with numbers. It's about what we can measure or count, like attendance, attainment data, or exam results. Think of it as the quantity of something. For example, the number of students in a class or the average test score would be quantitative data. It's important to note that both qualitative and quantitative data are valuable and can provide unique insights into educational practices. Qualitative data can help us understand the nuances and complexities of student learning experiences, their attitudes, and their perspectives. It can also shed light on the social and cultural factors that influence student achievement. Quantitative data, on the other hand, can provide us with objective and measurable information about student performance, attendance rates, and other key indicators of educational success. It can also help us identify trends and patterns over time. By combining both qualitative and quantitative data, we can get a more complete and nuanced picture of our educational context. This can inform our decision-making and help us develop more effective and equitable educational practices. Now, let's dive deeper into the four categories of data commonly used in education. Demographics. This is descriptive information about the school or setting, such as the number of students, their gender, and their socioeconomic status. Perceptions. This data helps us understand what stakeholders, like parents and teachers, think about the learning environment. It's often gathered through surveys or focus groups. Pupil learning. Output. This data describes the results of the education system, such as student achievement on assessments or their progress in learning. Input data. This data defines what practitioners are doing to get the results they are getting. It includes information about curriculum design, resources used, and teaching methods. So, how can we use data to help us improve our educational practices? By analyzing data over time, we can identify trends and patterns. For example, we can track changes in student enrollment or the effectiveness of different teaching strategies. Additionally, we can examine the intersection of different data categories to gain deeper insights. For instance, we might look at how gender or socioeconomic status affects student perceptions of the learning environment. By triangulating data, which means using multiple sources of information, we can create a more comprehensive and accurate picture of our educational context. Remember, data is a powerful tool that can inform our decision-making and help us create a more effective and equitable learning environment. So, let's embrace data and use it to make a positive impact on our students' lives.